This is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
So the Oscars were last night. Don't worry. This isn't going to be a full recap of the Oscars, your number one source for Oscars information, but Oppenheimer was the big winner last night.
I could see that.
I usually do pay attention to the winners. I don't watch the Oscars, but I'll that won. Okay, yeah, I'll watch that. Oppenheimer won 7 awards, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr., Best Director for Christopher Nolan. It was actually the first winner for Best Picture for Christopher Nolan, which
surprises me.
Yeah, that's what caught my attention, because he's done some of the biggest blockbuster movies: Inception, Dunkirk, Tenet. Interstellar, the Dark Knight movies. Anytime there's a Christopher Nolan movie out, I'm like, that's on my must-see list. But they usually don't give Best Picture to the big movies. Usually it's some black and white thing in a foreign language.
Yeah.
That you've never seen, right? With lots of nudity, though. Oppenheimer is actually kind of a special movie for me, personally, because it's the last movie that we saw in theaters before our daughter was born.
Oh,
so
cool.
So what happened is she wasn't due for like a month yet, even longer than a month. And the other two kids were out of town. So we wanted to go to a movie, something we could never really do. And I wanted to see Oppenheimer on Friday afternoon. I was like, let's go Friday afternoon, matinee show. That would be great. The wife insisted we go Thursday night. She was like, we need to go Thursday night. I just feel like we need to go. Even though there was only front row tickets left, so we had to sit like front row, their necks cranked to see the movie. Yeah. She won the argument. We went Thursday night. Friday afternoon, Birdie, our daughter, was born, and we would have never been able to see Oppenheimer in the theaters. So, my wife knew.
She knew.
She knew we had to go Thursday night. We couldn't wait till Friday afternoon. So, yeah, there we go. Oppenheimer. A special movie for me. It's still too long, though. It's a great movie, but it's a long 3 hours.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
This story is wild. 9 people died and 78 more were put in hospital on a Pemba Island in Zanzibar, just off the east coast of Africa, after they ate bad sea turtle meat.
Ugh.
It's considered a delicacy there, even though, sometimes it might kill you. You know, occasionally it has been known to either kill you or make you severely ill so badly that you have to go to the hospital.
It's the same as blowfish, because it has to be cooked a certain way or cut a certain way, or else it'll kill you.
Yeah, blowfish can, but I think this one's even more common to kill people. It gives you a type of food poisoning that's just like really, really bad, and people think, hey, it's worth the risk. This delicious sea turtle, which sounds awful. Like, I know you've probably eaten turtle, Jimmy, at some point, but for me.
Turtles are too fast for me.
Could you imagine still eating it, even knowing the risks, too? Like, bacon is awesome.
Oh.
But could you imagine if every time you were eating bacon, there was, like, this pretty good chance that you might get really, really sick or die? Yeah, I'd probably still eat it.
Only the greatest hits in the morning. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Jimmy at the movies doing 50 years of Jimmy. And so every week he goes home and reviews a movie from 1 year of his life as we build up to this 50th birthday. What year?
We were 1984.
1984. And the movie?
Dune.
Why prolong the inevitable? I will kill you.
Sting was so annoying
that
in that movie.
That was Sting in the movie?
That was Sting.
Okay.
His hair was horrible. He was so obnoxious. I wanted to fight him. but it had a pretty heavy
cast. You were
cast.
Like a Speedo the whole time, didn't you?
No, it was a really tight spandex war suit. With blades that came
there
out of places.
There was a cod piece, though, at one point.
Yes. No, there was over top of his spandex suit. So Patrick Stewart was in it. Sting, I mentioned that. Dean Stockwell, Mox Van Sydow, Linda Hunt, even Sean Young. It was a pretty good cast, but it was a very cheesy movie. I've talked about it before on the show. I remember seeing it years ago, and it was so much better than how I see it now.
Like, yeah, it's doesn't
totally
hold up.
Different. It doesn't hold up,
especially when you see the new one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like there was a couple of really cheesy parts. Like, you know, one way they killed people was rip out their nipple and then they'd bleed to death.
A terrible way to die.
Yeah. It was very confusing. There was people floating.
Didn't enjoy it.
No, I gave it a 2 just because there was a little bit of reminiscent factor to it.
And you liked the new, like the remake.
The remake came out a couple of years ago. Yeah, I was a fan.
Okay, and you haven't seen the second one yet?
No.
Because that's like the biggest movie at the box office right now.
Yeah, it's his second week.
Which is kind of why we thought when we saw, the original came out in 84. We're on 84, maybe we should do Dune. So what did you rate the original 1984 Dune?
I gave it a 2 out of 5.
2 buttery cobs of Tabor corn out of 5. That's it.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Okay, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, Jimmy. But this one is starting to... Maybe I'm an amateur theorist.
Okay.
I'm starting to dabble on some of these things, like the Kate Middleton drama. This is getting weird. So it's been rumored that Kate Middleton, something is going on with her. She's married to Prince William, if you didn't know. So she hasn't been seen in a very long time in public. She's been missing from events. No one's really heard from her. What the royal family says happened is that she had abdominal surgery and she's been at home recovering from that. That's why William has been out doing stuff on his own, why she hasn't made any statements or done anything. But there's a lot of things that are weird about it. A lot of things that don't add up. And what happened yesterday is really weird as well. It was Mother's Day in the UK. They have a different Mother's Day than we do. It's because they spell mom differently. They have to have a different day. And the Buckingham Palace or Kensington royal family, whatever, put out a picture of Kate Middleton and her 3 kids. The picture's up for a while. And then news organizations like the Associated Press and a bunch of others start saying, hey, take that photo down. Don't publish that photo because it's clearly been photoshopped. Something's wrong about that photo. And when you look, the hands are all warped. The collar on George's shirt is messed up. And it was photoshopped. So then they put out a statement claiming to be from Kate Middleton, saying that, sorry, I've been experimenting with Photoshop and I clearly am not very good at it yet. And that's why this photo is so messed up. I'm sorry about that. My mistake. Everyone's like, why would Kate Middleton, they say William took the photo of her and the kids. Why would she then be at home recovering from abdominal surgery, photoshopping her photos? It doesn't make any sense. They're trying to pass it off as, whoopsies.
Maybe she didn't look as good as she wanted to, and she wanted to clean it up. But did you ever think of that?
That's because not maybe what's photoshopped. What's photoshopped is like where her hand goes around their daughter. That's where it's photoshopped to make it like she's not actually in the photo. Like they placed her in the photo.
But maybe she was just standing in a slightly different pose and she didn't like
sitting in the picture. And the hand isn't anywhere near, like, has nothing to do with how she looks. The collar on his shirt has nothing to do with how she looks. They're saying that this photo is actually from November, and it's pieced together from other photos based on what the kids are wearing, based on what she's wearing, because they would never repeat outfits. Something's going on with that royal family. I'm on to them.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Wow, the government actually did something that makes sense. That should be celebrated, no? I feel like any time a government does something common sense, we should point it out and celebrate it. That way, maybe they'll like it. Like when we celebrate them, they'll do more common sense things. You know, if we praise them, maybe we can trick them into doing better things.
Yeah, good luck.
Chrystia Freeland announced they are putting a 2-year cap on the annual tax rise on alcohol. So they put in this thing where every April 1st, the taxes on booze go up across Canada, and it was supposed to go up like almost 5%.
Yeah,
this April 1st. It was going to be the largest raise ever. She announced on the weekend, oh, we're going to cap it at 2%. That will be the highest that it can go for the next 2 years.
And they're helping local craft breweries as well with some tax relief.
Yeah, there's some tax breaks and stuff for on the first, I can't remember how many gallons that they produce, they won't have to pay the tax, basically. So they're giving them a tax break on that. They didn't get rid of the annual tax increase altogether, which would have been nice, but at least they did this. Restaurants Canada has applauded the move, saying it will help to give them some breathing room, because basically every restaurant's on the verge of closing right now.
When she announced this, I was so worried. I was actually getting all my supplies ready to start making my own beer.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
A Den of Sadness beer, and then, you know what? When you start drinking again, I'll definitely share with you.
I'm good. I don't want that ever in my life. It is a dumb tax, because it's not like it's going to make people drink less. Like, people will just drink less at restaurants and pubs. They'll go out less, which has already happened, which is why restaurants are in the predicament they are. I mean, rising costs are everywhere, and people are going out less. So if you then raise prices again, these businesses are going to have a tougher time surviving. People are still going to drink the same amount, though.
Yeah, or you do like me, and you just start drinking at home first, and then just finish up at the bars. And you're not spending as much at the bar.
Oh, yeah, that always happens. That doesn't happen to you. You just drink at home, get tanked at home, and then go to the bar and drink the same amount that you would have if you walked into that bar sober. It just means you're 10 times drunker when you get home.
Yeah, okay, right? I guess you're right.
I understand the plan.
That's what the plan is.
In theory, pre-drinking should cut what you drink at the bar in half, but it doesn't. It just means you're more drunk when you get to the bar.
But
I'm
spending less because people are buying me beers.
Yeah, that's not happening for everyone.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
It's my duty. It's my duty here on the Grant Report to report the serious and hard-hitting news to you as it happens across the world. So I need to tell you that Wisconsin police have arrested a man named Deez Nuts. That's his actual name, apparently. His real legal name. They arrested this guy in Green Bay for a disturbance. He was drunk. I guess he pulled out a BB gun on another person, and police pulled up. He was shirtless when they arrested him, and they asked him for his ID, and he handed over his legal ID, Wisconsin-issued ID, which was Deez Nuts Kroll. So his actual legal first name is Deez Nuts. In the article, they kept calling him by his last name, Mr. Kroll. This guy's in his 40s, and at some point, must have changed his name to Deez Nuts. Can we call you Mr. Kroll? No. Call me by my first name, please. Do you think he changed his name and then got arrested on purpose just so the headlines would read, Police Arrest Deez Nuts? Because that's the headline I kept seeing everywhere. I feel like he was playing the long game on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Changed his name, got arrested just for the headline. Well worth the felony charge.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
And this is a short minute with Jimmy. What do you got, Jimmy?
Sorry, Darcy, this does include Star Wars news. So we've got, they're working on a number of projects. They've got a tentative timeline for a lot of the stuff coming out this year for both Star Wars and Marvel. So, like, as we all know, Bad Batch, the final season is running.
Oh, you're talking about Bad Batch.
No, it's currently running right now, and it's going until May. But then we have in June, it's supposed to be around June 5th, they have The Acolyte. So that's the one where it's going to be 100 years before the Skywalker saga.
And this is a real thing or a cartoon?
This is a live action.
Okay.
And it's basically based on the Sith before the rule of one, or rule of two, sorry.
Wow.
Now we also have the X-Men 97 is coming out around March 20th. That's a spinoff of the 90s X-Men animated series. In fall of this year.
So another cartoon you're talking about.
But we have Agatha, the Darkhold Diaries, that's supposed to be a sequel from WandaVision. It's live action. It's not
that
animated.
That was the worst show I've ever seen.
This Darkhold Diaries looks kind of cool. We got in...
I trust you on what's cool.
In the fall, we're expecting the Star Wars Skeleton Crew. So that's actually going to be in the Mandoverse time frame. But it's the Jude Law series where they're lost in space kind of scenario. And then there's two more animated projects. But the big ones for Star Wars, the Skeleton Crew. And
Jude Law's in Star Wars?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, he's in the new Skeleton Crew.
That's weird.
We talked about this months ago, and you said the same thing then.
Usually don't pay attention.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Just be waiting here for him to finish up. Jimmy at the Movies, 1985 is what we are looking for a movie from, because we do 50 years of Jimmy. So, yeah, if you had a movie from 1985 you want Jimmy to watch, it is 780-989-0957. There's a lot of huge movies from 85.
Yeah.
Rocky 5, was it, that came out that year? There was Rambo First Blood Part 2 came out that year. Commando, Arnold Schwarzenegger. So there was those ones.
Yeah.
But there was also The Goonies came out in 85. Hey, you guys!
Yes.
There was St. Elmo's Fire, which we've made you review before, actually, so I don't think we should do.
Both those movies, like The Goonies.
Did we do The Goonies as well?
Yeah, that was like... our third movie when we did Jimmy at the Movies.
And then also, though, you've seen this, but it is one of my favorite movies from the 80s.
It's you and me. Two hits. Me hitting you, you hitting the floor. Anytime you're ready, pal.
I love The Breakfast Club. So I think that would be a good option for your review.
It's been a long time since I've seen that, and I haven't seen it on Jimmy at the Movies. And that was our biggest rule, is if I have seen it on Jimmy at the Movies, I'm not going to do it again. So.
Yeah, with the classics, we've kind of like been lenient on whether or not you've seen it. Like, if it's a movie you watch all the time and you know all the quotes to, like Rambo, then okay, like, we're not going to do Rambo.
Red Sonja, I've seen that one.
Texted in so far. We have Pale Rider, Silverado, so some westerns. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. When did that come out? That can't be 85. Oh, it was.
And no, I'm not watching that
Pee-wee's
again.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure was 1985.
You guys made me watch that.
We did make you watch that recently.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not doing that, playing that noise again.
What's wrong with Pee-wee?
So annoying.
Oh, The Color Purple came out in 1985. The original one.
Is that the one with Oprah?
The original one, I'm not sure who was in that, but I don't know if it was Oprah in 85, was it? Cast, Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, Whoopi.
Oh, Oprah was in it. Danny Glover was in it. Okay. Color Purple's a possibility. Police Academy 2, you've seen all those way too many times.
Oh, I love those movies.
Back to the Future. We haven't done that for Jimmy at the Movies.
No.
Okay, I'm going to say we either do Back to the Future or...
You and me. Two hits. Me hitting you, you hitting the floor.
Me hitting you, you hitting the floor. Or Breakfast Club. Which one do you want to do? You get to choose.
Breakfast Club has come in the most.
It's been texted in?
Yeah, it's been texted in a couple of times. So I think I better go that way.
All right. So Jimmy, this coming weekend, we'll be going home, watching The Breakfast Club, and then bringing us his review next week.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Here's the good news. Airfare is really cheap right now in the States. The lowest it has been since before COVID. It's like dirt cheap to fly places in the States. Here's the bad news. Airfare is not cheap here in Canada. They did a story comparing Canadian Airlines and American Airlines. It's still more expensive to fly in Canada than before COVID. They said basically the reason it's so cheap in the States and not here is competition.
Yeah, we don't have as much competition here.
Even they had Lynx, the discount airline, went out of business like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that was one of the competitors went out of business.
We have WestJet, Air Canada.
Flair. Porter. And then that's kind of, Porter's just starting to expand to fly from Edmonton. Porter is honestly the best. So there's no middle seat. and you get free booze. If you can fly Porter, fly Porter. Honestly, it's the best. So yeah, in Canada, we don't have the competition, which is making it so expensive to fly here. Who would have thought that when one or two companies dominate an industry, they don't give us low prices like they should?
Who knew?
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to make a call on my phone that I pay way too much for.